Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 420 in that continuing series. So you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 50 is our current temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Lester Schuft. How are you doing, Lester?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I got to get you tuned down here a little bit. We're a little hot. Okay, try that again. How's things in Hutchinson this morning?
Well, pretty good.
Did you
have... a little bit muffled your voice.
Oh, is that right? Okay, we'll try that. How is that sounding?
I can hear you, but it's a little bit crackly.
Okay. Do you guys get any storm damage down there this morning?
Did we have rain?
Rain or storm damage?
You know, I think we'll have to go to the landline.
Okay.
Because I got a hard time hearing you.
Okay, let's do that. In the meantime, we'll put one of the new ones on. And
I'll hang up, and then you call me on the landline.
That's what we'll do. You bet, Lester.
Thank you. All right.
So with that, we're going to switch phone lines, and we're going to go to Lester's brand new CD and put one of his selections on. And let's see if I can find one ever so quickly. There we go. How about a little On Your Toes polka with Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman? Nice old-time polka there off of Lester Schuff's brand new CD, Classic Polkas and Waltzes with a Classic Car. And we're going to bring Lester right back in right now. And Lester, let's try this. How does this sound?
Say that again.
How are you be able to hear me now? How does it sound?
It's very crackly now.
It's still crackly. Well, that's the best we've got. You're clear. You're coming across real nice and clear. So hopefully you can hear me. Okay. So, how's things in Hutchinson this morning?
Well, I can't complain. You know, you guys had a little bit of sadness up there with a musician passing, and we had one down here. Tell us who it was that passed away up in your area.
Well, on Monday, the 25th of April, it was Mike Wolf. He was the son of Betty and Tony Wolf, and he was 67. He had cancer, from what I understand, for about 3 years. And, they had a wake service, or a wake and a little bit of a service at 4 o'clock at the Winter Funeral Home in Richmond on Thursday. And then his brother Arnie, along with his nephew Mark Wolf on the drums, and then Jerry Birschbach on concertina, Joe Carlson on concertina, and one of the Machke boys playing bass guitar. And they provided music at the meal. Yeah, it was very nice on Thursday evening there. So that was the report from there at the old Richmond Coliseum in Richmond. And what have you got to tell us?
Well, I tell you, a good friend of ours, Johnny Helgett, passed away. And Johnny certainly was known, a great concertina player, and he was a great showman. He was kind of the draw, like when Gibbon Polka Days were going, and wherever he played, he would lay on his back and play the concertine and everything else, but got sick about a month ago and passed away. It was either Thursday or Friday in New Orleans.
Okay.
And that's a bad one.
Yes, and he was a very good concertina player.
Yes, he was.
You bet. And they did a recent CD was it his son-in-law or somebody? I think it was Nate Fredrickson Band, maybe. They did a tribute to the dude? Was that it? Or was that Leon Helgett that that one was? I might be getting them mixed up now.
Johnny Helgett's grandson, very young guy, has got his own band, tremendous concertina player, and of course Johnny was the guy that instructed him.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent musician. And John did a lot of justice to polka music, I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, very good. Well, Lester, you know, it's been a little while since you've been here, so might want to bring us up to speed, especially some of the listeners that haven't heard you before, a little bit who your parents were, where you're born and raised, and how you got started in music.
Well, I grew up at Broughton, Minnesota, rural Broughton, on a farm. Went to Broughton High School, graduated there. Then I went to Gustavus Adolphus College, St. Peter. I had a major in chemistry, biology, psychology. I played in their symphony band, and I directed their pep band for 4 years. And from there, I went to the University of Minnesota. I got my dental degree, and then I got my oral surgery degree. And 12 years ago, my wife died, and I got a ministerial degree. So I got all kinds of degrees. But I have to tell you that music is the most dear thing that I've got in my heart.
I believe it. Yep.
And you know that. You play with me.
Yep. And recently you were honored in the state of Minnesota, and we were there, and what a great night, huh?
That was a fantastic night. It was April 22nd, Friday night, and the place, the Turner Hall, was full up there, and it was just the event, and there were six of us inducted, and you had one of the people from up at the St. Cloud area, the Detailm guy.
Yeah.
Who plays with the Armadillos.
Yeah.
And he was inducted. And, of course, another one that everybody knows is Molly B.
Yes, yes.
What a musician. And she was also inducted.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a brass unit from St. Paul, and they had More by Four or whatever it was called.
Yep. Church of Cash.
Yeah, and that's kind of a after duplication of the Cash style.
Yep.
It was a great variety of inductees, and the night couldn't have been any better. It was just super. I mean,
yep.
It really was.
And you accepted yours with grace and authority. I mean, you were well that night and strong voice, and people really, really appreciated the presentation.
Well, music has been dear to me, and into my little speech I wrapped a little religion in there and how I believe and where I came to, I think, with the good Lord helping me. And I got to tell you, you played off of our new CD, and you're on it, of course. You played On Your Toes Polka. I'd like to know how many times Babe Wagner played that number.
Isn't that true? And that was what was really cool about the recording, the fact that we used several libraries there. We had yours, of course. We pulled several arrangements out of there. And then we had the Babe Wagner Library, and we had the Elmer Scheid Library, and the Swinging Landler Band, and Ivan Kael Band as well. So, yeah, there was some great bands from days gone by. They're not being played anymore, and we had access to them. And that's what's all on the CD. So it's a great, great CD.
You know, I got to tell you, and of course we got permission from all the people that own the library. We could use their music, and we did use them. And I had 12 people on that recording, which is kind of hard almost to believe, but it was. And you know something, even if you didn't like the music, if you just bought the CD because of the cover, beautiful cover, 1958 convertible Chevrolet Corvette on there, and all the musicians standing. I think that's one of the greatest covers I ever put out on my many, many recordings.
Absolutely. It stands out when you put it on the record shelf. It's beautiful color. So what's the story behind the Corvette for folks that don't know about it?
Well, we've got them all lined up, all 12, right in back of the Corvette.
Yeah.
You could see them clear. You could see what they look like. And I got to tell you, I'm very proud of everyone on that recording. There's some great musicians on there. There's some guys on there that used to play with the Scheid Band. And, you know, you talk about that CD. As you know, we put on quite a bit of Hoolerai stuff on there. And that was Elmer Scheid was the one that really started the Hoolerai, and using the clarinets and then the trombone afterbeat and the other rhythm section. And the time that we've had out on 3 weeks, I get calls all the time. And the people really like that Hoolerai stuff with the clarinets.
Well, that's great. So now tell us about the car. Were you the original owner?
Nope, I was not. There was a fella down by Painesville, Minnesota. He had a resort, an older man. He had that car, and he wasn't driving it, and I bought it. And then I had it for a long time while my two children grew up, and they helped me polish it and do everything else with it. And then they wanted to go to college, and of course, you know, everybody can use money. That's expensive.
Yeah.
So I sold the car, which I wish I wouldn't have, but I did. I sold it to a farmer south of Hutch, and he passed the very, very shortly, and it stood in the garage for about 40 years, and one of my friends came along, and he said to the missus, I'd like to buy that Corvette if you want to sell it. She gave him the price. He bought it, and then he got the car now, and he did some fixing on it or repairing it, but it was in good shape the way it was. And, of course, if you know what a 58 convertible Corvette right now, and this thing is in perfect condition. You saw it. Now,
yes.
Excellent. I would say it's ranged between $100,000 and $150,000 in value.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And you knew the fellow, so you asked him to bring it over, and we used it on the picture then.
Yep.
Well, yep. That's awesome. How did it feel to sit behind the wheel again?
Well, I tell you, I could have almost cried when I did it, when they took the picture, because I wished I wouldn't have never sold it.
But yeah, yeah.
What do you do stuff sometimes in life because you have to or because you want to or whatever the reason is, but I did it, and you kind of got to untie yourself from stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a... And I had a lot of antiques. I mean, a lot of antique cars. I had a 24 Model T. I had a 38 Plymouth sedan. I had a 74 convertible Mercedes. I've had another Corvette, much like this, a 61. That was white on the outside with yellow trim or with blue trim. Then I had a 71 Corvette. Then I had an 85 Corvette. I went through a lot of stuff. And I have not ever regretted it. I've never lost money on any of them. Didn't make big dollars, but I had the fun of using. And you know the trick of it is my wife and my two children liked it. They liked driving in it with it, and they enjoyed going to shows. It was something that just plain tied the family together, Si.
Very, very good. Well, Lester, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation.
Okay-doke.
Sounds good. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, where smiling faces and low prices await you. This coming weekend is the fishing opener. There is a lot of sandwich material like summer sausage, salami, sandwich meat to make your sandwiches with. There's also rings of bologna, liver sausage, blood sausage, and head cheese to snack on with a box of crackers. Don't forget the ever-popular snack packs, jerky, summer sausage chubs, and snack sticks to munch on. The brat of the week this week is our smoked French onion brats, perfect for the fishing opener. This week you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market hosting and cooking at the brat sale on Friday and Saturday will be the St. Joe Men's Lions organization. Come out and roar with the Lions while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause. The Lions do so much for our community. A big thank you for all you do for all of us. And don't forget, May is Beef Month. It's a great time to enjoy some delicious beef, whether it be a steak on the grill, a roast in the oven, hamburgers, or sausage. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Lester, for being a guest on the show, and well, you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll get you that meat package and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
I tell you, Si, the greatest friends I got, to tell you the truth, are my members in the band, and you know that.
Yeah.
On my induction night, out of the 12 members, I think there were 10 of them came.
Yeah.
Yes, and there were a lot of others that followed, and that's a God's gift, to tell you the truth.
Yep.
And you know, I just for the sake of the listeners there, you want some good music on recordings, you see Si. He's got the Musical Services Division, and he's got catalogs. He can send you the catalogs as to what kind of recordings he's all got. You'll not go wrong. I guarantee you that. Si, You're a good drummer and a good concertina player, and you're a good polka jockey, and you're a good sausage maker. How do you like that?
That sounds pretty good. Wow. Now I got to live up to all that hype there, Lester. But I was going to mention, we should really give credit to our sponsors that sponsored this CD at this time. They made it possible. That was just wonderful. And some of them helped sponsor the other one back in 2013. So, and again, we'll give credit to them right now. And that is, of course, the St. Joe Meat Market, Harvey Funenstein, my brother. Also, Brenny Transportation, and they're out of St. Joe. Your next career starts here is part of their slogan. And then if you go over to Holdingford, you've got Opot's Metals and Roll-Offs, and Jordy and Gary, they do a wonderful job over there. Also, Jim Snowmobile and Marine, Scott and Janice, yes, wonderful people. And these are all places where you'll be able to pick up one of these CDs. Also, Goman Supply over there in the Luxembourg, Minnesota area, and Kay's Kitchen right there in St. Joe. Some good food there. Goman Supply got all of the supplies for doing your own butchering and cutting and sausage making. So, great sponsors, boy. I think we really, really had them all there on that CD, huh?
Well, I tell you, Si, Nowadays, you need sponsorship. You know that you can't run a radio station without sponsors, and most of the things you need sponsors or good clients, and that's the name of the game.
You bet. You bet.
I've been very fortunate, you know, and you know that. I've had my own band now for 63 years, and that's a long time. And be honest, I'm proud of one thing. I've never fired a musician. I didn't have to because there's rules there, and I didn't have to do it. But I can tell you honestly, and of the musicians in the past that I've had, 31 have been deceased already. And every one of those musicians was a good musician, a good friend of mine, and I appreciated everyone, whether they were past musicians or whether they are right now. And you, you play with my band, you have to admit, there's no argument in that band or anything, is there?
No, they are all good. And it was really kind of tragic that that COVID, that delayed this. This should have been out 2 years ago, 3 years ago we started on it. And Jerry Minar was a casualty of it. He was sick with COVID at the time that we recorded, and he couldn't be part of it. Otherwise, we'd have had him on that as well.
You talk about Jerry Minar. Christy Hale was a famous handmade concertina man, one of the best known in the world, and passed away. And then Jerry Minar bought the rights, and he now builds the Hingles. So he's really in the music business, too.
You bet. You bet. And so we missed him on the recording. Lowell Schubert did all of the concertina work. And, boy, I think Lowell just did an awesome job, huh?
I tell you, like I said, I've got a couple of girls playing on there. Boys and girls alike on my band, everyone are great people. I'm very proud of them, I can tell you that. And I'm the kind of guy that if we do a performance, I don't have to worry because they're not going to be out of hand. And that is so appreciated today.
Absolutely. One of the girls happens to be your granddaughter.
Pardon me?
I say one of the girls happens to be your granddaughter on the CD.
One of the clarinet players is my granddaughter. She is a sophomore at Gustavus Adolphus College, Evan McCormick, and she's getting a music degree. She's going to get her bachelor's there, and then she's going to go on and get her master's and PhD so she can teach music in the college system. And of course, she has a twin brother, and he graduates this Wednesday, May 11th, from police school at Alexandria. And I'm very proud of him, and my boy, who's deceased, has a little boy, 11, and he's starting to play trumpet, and by gosh, he's pretty doggone good at it already.
Oh, neat. There's
it's kind of in the family, you know.
Yep, and there's a future, then, if we can keep them young ones going, huh?
Well, I tell you one thing, I hope that after I pass away, somebody takes over the band. You know, it's been going a long time, and you know, I've had my health issues. I've had 4 bypasses, a pacemaker, a defibrillator, and a valve put in, and I'm really doing great. I go every day to work at the radio station, but at times I get short of air yet, and talked to the cardiologist about it, and he says, Lester, I don't know if you'll ever get over that totally. But whatever it is, I can get by as it is.
Absolutely.
And I got you people to back me up on the band. So it's a gift from God. And I told you when I gave that little speech there, I believe in 3 F's, faith, family, and friends. One of those 3 will pull you through. I don't care what your hardship is. If number one thing is go to God. Number 2, one of your family members you're close to, go to them. Put the problem to them and ask them to help you. And if not that, everybody's got one close friend that you can go to, and they will help you. So between the 3 F's, I guarantee you, you will pull through.
You bet. You bet. That's great words of wisdom. Now, Lester, in those 63 years, you certainly seen a lot of music, a lot of venues. Back in the days, you were the house band for the Minnesota North Stars, huh?
I played for the Minnesota North Stars. I played for the Minneapolis Aquitania Queen Coronation Dances many times. I played with 2 prominent politicians, one on one side and one on the other. I played for Hubert Humphrey when he had his different campaign areas we played for him. And then on the other side, I played for Rudy Bostrich. great people. I can honestly tell you, I've gone through a lot of steam, I can tell you that, in life. And and if I told you, you know, even at the induction there, people there were on. We had the meet and greet on Saturday too at the museum.
Yeah,
there were some people that came through. They came from the Dakotas. And they said, you know, you played our wedding dance 50 years ago.
Isn't that something?
And
wow.
I know I played thousands of wedding dances, but what I should have done is I should have kept track from them, all of them kind of, which I didn't do. But yeah. I wish I would have done it.
You didn't see that you were going to be doing this for 60-some years.
Pardon me?
I say you didn't see the future coming. You didn't see that 60-some years later you were still going to be playing.
Yeah, like I said, I've had health conditions. I've had bad luck. My wife passed away of Lou Gehrig's 12 years ago, and my son passed away 4 years ago. He was only 48, shaving, had a massive heart attack, and dropped dead right there. So I've had my ups and downs. But, Cy, I will tell you why I'm holding on. The good Lord is helping me, and he's helping me to live, and I don't know exactly what the reason is, but he must have something outlined for me yet.
Well, there you go. That's good. You know, we have to hopefully keep a few of us old timers around to maybe set a little bit of an example for the younger ones coming through.
Well, I believe in that. And of course, you know, nowadays you have this political hassle, you know, who's supposed to dictate the kids, the education system or the parents or who? I still believe it starts at home first.
Yep.
That's my honest feeling.
You bet.
And I've been around a lot, and there was even a six-year stretch where I was a licensed counselor for the university, and I saw about every problem you can. But I can tell you that most of the problems came from what you call wayward homes, where we're not on the ball.
Yep.
You have to have parental guidance. And I don't care. Yes, you need a good education system, but you need those parents to start out. Because
that foundation.
Yep.
So true. You bet. Well, Lester, let's reminisce just a little bit. Some of the years, some of the great ballrooms. I bet you played just about in every one in the state of Minnesota, huh?
I played when we were really cranking up in the 50s and 60s. We played in ballrooms in 9 states.
Oh, my goodness.
And, yeah, I played everything that, you know, you mentioned New Richmond. You had the afterglow after the funeral.
Yes, yeah.
And I used to play that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I couldn't even hardly mention them all. It was just, I got to tell you, one of the greatest that I ever played was the Prom Ballroom in St. Paul. It was on Washington Avenue between Minneapolis and St. Paul. Huge place. They could have a dinner reception over 2,000. A lot of big union dinners were there. And we played there, and Thursday night was polka night. And I don't know how many times we played on that for them. It was just an elaborate ballroom. And they owned the one in St. Paul, and they owned the one in Chicago.
Okay.
And they owned one other one here. Where is Hormel Meats at? What town?
Oh, isn't that Albert Lea?
Pardon?
In Albert Lea, Minnesota?
Yeah, I think it's Albert Lea.
Sure.
And they were, but I can't slight any of them. I had excellent rapport with all the owners, and that's a great feeling because sometimes you get some hardships between entities, and it's no good.
Yeah.
Life's too short to sit and argue.
Oh, isn't that true?
You know.
Absolutely.
Have you still got that new recording there?
I do, yes.
Play that Nebraska polka and have the folks listen for the tuba solo in there by Gary Schroeder, our tuba player.
You bet. We'll do that in just a moment. We're going to let you run here in just a minute. I usually ask everybody for a memory. Do you have something for us today as you look back over your career? Something that's special? It might be just most recently the induction in the Hall of Fame. Or what have you got for us today, Lester?
Can you repeat that?
I say, if you have a special memory that you'd want to share with the listeners, could be from years ago, could be recent, good, bad, or otherwise, what have you got?
Well, let me tell you what polka music does. It was 1966, and I was at dental school yet, and we played heavy, and it was New Year's Eve weekend, and there was a dance at the Lake Marion Ballroom, and Ivan Cale played there. And my mother said, you know, Lester, you're always playing and entertaining. Why don't you go to the dance once? And that was January the 1st.
Uh-huh.
And I went, and by gosh, I met my wife there.
Oh, nice.
And of course, she was one of my secretaries at the dental office for 30 years. She did all the bookwork at the time for the band stuff. She was a good musician. She played concertina, played piano, accordion, played clarinet, and played piano. And she was a stalwart wife, I can honestly say it. And when she got sick with that and was down for 6 years, it hurt me. Hurt me every day to go in there and watch her. And but I'll never forget her, and I'll never forget my boy either.
Yes.
I just won't. It's, those are things that are written in the mind, and they'll stay there, you know?
You bet. You bet.
And I still hope I still got a few more good years left, and I like people. You know that.
Yes.
You're around me all the time.
You bet.
Like to converse with people and get to know people, and of course, you know, I played just about every kind of music with different bands, but my bread and butter was still polka music, and my salaries that I got from playing my band did a lot of paying for my college education, and I had a lot of years of it.
But very good.
I got to tell you, I let that up to the good Lord.
Well,
he
very good.
Me, and he helped me, and he's still helping me, and you know that.
Yes, you bet. Well, with that, our time has run out, Lester. I got to save some time to play some of this music off of that brand new CD. So, the good Lord willing, I've told you that before, you and I are here. Again, we'll do this down the road sometime. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir. And I tell you, Si, I've got great respect for you. You're a tremendous friend, and I appreciate and I wish the Lord's blessing to you and all my musicians and all the good listeners. And let me tell you, I got a lot of listeners in the Chasm area, and I thank them. So you have a good day, and take it easy now.
All right. So very good. Thank you, Lester. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. With that, we're going to let you run. And, yeah, coming up on 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 51 degrees, and we'll get to music by Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 420th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And Dr. Lester Schuft, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And Lester wanted me to play this one, so we're going to start things out with one called The Nebraska Polka. Yes, Gary Schrader on the tuba solo. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Nebraska Polka, featuring Gary Schrader on the tuba solo. It's Landler time with Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Old German Landler. The Old German Landler, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. 26 minutes past the hour of 12, temperature reading of 51 degrees as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the crew over there And boy, what a wonderful traveling organization they have going. They do a great job. So Jeannie sent me some information today, what's coming up, and she wants me to talk about the monthly daycation days to Jackpot Junction. There are seats available for Wednesday, May 18th. Call Jeannie B's Tours to jump on the slots of luck. Jackpot Junction Daycation Motor Coach Tours. Jeannie B's Tours sends happy Mother's Day wishes out to all the moms listening today. And call Jeannie B's today to book your tour, daycations, minications, and extended vacations. The phone number, 320-345-1581, for fun for you in 22. And looking back, some of the other information, Jeannie talks about a big tour coming up October 17th to the 24th. She's guiding their Fall Fest in the Ozarks, Branson, and Eureka Springs, Arkansas. This tour includes 7 nights lodging, 12 meals, 6 shows, including the Presleys, Down Home Country, Clay Cooper's Country Express, hits of the 60s, 50s, the Haygoods, and the Passion Play in Eureka Springs. City tours of both cities, hidden gem sites of the area, free time with choices of venues such as the Titanic and Veterans Museums. This colorful fall tour will be one to remember. So again, call Jeannie B at 320-345-1581 today. Reserve your seats and for your traveling companions as well. There is so much fun for you in 22. You just have to do 2 things. Call Jeannie B and pack your bag. There you go. Better words never spoken. Thanks, Jeannie. All right. And a happy Mother's Day to Jeannie and her girls, Amy and Jill. You bet. Happy Mother's Day to all of them over there at Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B's, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one, a polka tune that Dr. Schuft played on this recording. One called the Helena Polka comes out of Lester Schuft's library. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Helena Polka. Yes, Lester playing the trumpet yet at the age of 84 on that recording, on that particular selection. 1230 here on KASM as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with new Hustlers in stock. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Also, baggers and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, the lubricants, can do it all. Kevin also accepts trades, so yeah, if the mower you've got isn't up to par anymore, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, nice drive, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Look for the big kind of orange and yellow sign hanging from the post in the ditch there on the west side of the road as you're heading north. And, yeah, nice big yard there to try out those new Hustlers. And, of course, check out that Eagle line of battery-powered equipment that Kevin took on last year as well. Weed trimmers, blowers, leaf blowers, backpack blowers. He's also got chainsaws, just a number of appliances equipment there that runs on 56-volt lithium batteries. So really impressive. I got a set of those, a blower and a weed trimmer, and it really works well. So check them out over at Kevin's when you're there. Again, for more information, call them 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 51 our temperature here in Albany. Swinging back into the music of Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, it's the Blue Heaven Waltz. Dr. Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, the Blue Heaven Waltz. Here's a Hooleri polka tune, one called the Essig Polka. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Yes, the Essig Polka. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, I'm going to feature Rick Keen on the vocal, one called the Morning Glow Waltz. One called the Morning Glow Waltz. Yes, Rick Keen, along with Mike Wendelek there, doing the vocal on that one. Beautiful arrangement of the Morning Glow Waltz. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a gospel tune that was included on this CD. Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Mike Wendelek and Nancy Buckentine on the vocal on this one. My plea.
my shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk with thee, Dr. Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.